94.1 Juice FM, Creston's Greatest Hits. I'm Jensen Shields, and I'm joined again by Debbie Crane, Director-at-Large for PAWS, and we've got ourselves a Pet of the Week. Don't let the name fool you. This kitty is not for eating. Debbie, why don't you tell me about her?
Well, S'mores, she's a six-month-old calico girl. She came to PAWS as a stray when she was very young, so she hadn't been well socialized, so it took some time for her to trust people. She's still working on that, but she's really come a long way. She's still a bit skittish and watchful, but we know with a loving home, this sweet girl will continue to blossom. She does get along with other cats. We have her in the general population, and she picked the best friend, and so she's got her BFF. And she also loves her treats. She's not so skittish and watchful when you've got treats in your hand.
Okay.
She's had her health check and vaccinations, and she's actually due to be spayed in a couple of weeks. And so if you're interested in S'mores or any one of our other cats, then just download the application from the pawscreston.ca website and send it to pets@pawscreston.ca, and PAWS will contact you to meet her.
Excellent. And do you have a PAWS tip of the week for me?
I sure do. With this heat that's coming, and it is coming, we want to make people aware of dogs and heat stroke. Heat stroke is very serious for dogs. Dogs are like babies and little kids. By the time they start showing you symptoms, they're in real trouble.
It's too late.
So it really is. It can be quite life-threatening. So you want to make sure that your dog has access to shade and cool water all the time. You want to keep your walks short and slow, and usually like in the first thing in the morning or towards the end of the day. If your dog is really panting heavy, if you see that his tongue or gums are blue or purple, red or very pale, that's a sign of heat stroke. If they're drooling, like mega drooling, way more than they ever normally do, throwing up, if they're restless, if they're unsteady, anything that's really out of the ordinary, by the time they get to tremors or seizures, you're in real trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to get that dog to the vet. You can start cooling them down, but only with cool, like medium water. If you use cold,
it
causes
shock.
The blood vessels. Yeah, well, the blood vessels constrict, and the heat is coming out the blood vessels. So if you cause them to constrict, then you're locking the heat in, basically.
Oh, so that's no good.
Yeah, you want to get the dog to the vet, and even then, it's a lot of work. If the vet's really going to have their work cut out for them. And the last thing, too, is just because you have a hairy dog doesn't mean that it automatically means to shave them. Some breeds, their coats are designed to keep cool air near their skin.
It's like insulation. But
exactly.
The good kind.
It's the good kind. So talk with your vet, or a dog groomer will also know that kind of thing. So just don't automatically assume the dog needs to be shaved.
Right on. Well, thank you very much. The very, very vital information for dog safety, and I guess cat safety as well, depends on, or even just little human child safety, making sure
exactly. People
are having fun in the sun, but safely.
Exactly.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I will talk to you next week, Debbie.
Okay. All right. Take care.
Have a good one.